My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You have to appreciate what he's done so far, and there's no reason to believe that this can't continue. You know, he might be that one outlier. He might be Michael Jordan. You just don't know.
Oh, man, big praise from Torrey Lovello, the Diamondbacks manager, who is the manager of the NL All-Star team. He was on with Chris Mueller on Friday. It was an awesome interview. It made me really want to root for Torrey Lovello. He seemed like a great guy, had a nice rapport with Mulsey, and Mulsey conducted a very professional and outstanding interview with the National League's manager. And there he is right there saying he could be, talking about Paul Skeens, Michael Jordan. And usually this kind of hyperbole, it's reserved for like the Andrew Filipponis of the world, like Kenny Pickett to George Pickens is the next Montana to Rice. You know, locally, when you see a player like this, you can get out ahead of your skis and you can fall in love. And you can see that a guy like Kenny Pickett has 158.3 passer rating in the preseason and a whole bunch of comebacks and a couple of noteworthy ones in his rookie year. And you can go, oh man, this guy could be something special. But nationally, you didn't have anybody saying that. And it turns out that Kenny didn't work out. Not here, anyhow. We'll see what happens in Philly. But Paul Skeens is a different animal. He's a different cat. He went 1-1. He won the College World Series. He was the best player in college baseball. He has been the best player in Major League Baseball, the best pitcher in Major League Baseball since May 11th. If you had to win a game for your life, I think Paul Skeens might be the pick, the consensus pick around the sport. Hyperbole is one thing, and we can all fall for it. This is the way he is viewed by the guy who was selecting between all the best and the brightest stars in Major League Baseball. This is a guy who won the NL Manager of the Year Award in 2017. This is a guy who took his upstart Diamondbacks to the World Series last year. This is a baseball man's baseball man saying Paul Skeens could be Michael Jordan. When he said it, I was driving down 51 coming back from Uniontown. And I almost drove off the road. Because usually you get coach speak. Usually you're pulling teeth. And Torrey Lovello had probably been through the car wash that day. What I mean by that is he probably did dozens and dozens of radio interviews, including Dan Patrick's show, where he told Paul Skeens that Skeens would be the starting pitcher in the All-Star game. Torrey Lovello could have come on and said nothing. No, he came on and said Paul Skeens could be Michael Jordan. And so when you've got a talent like that, you got to take advantage of it. And that doesn't just mean surrounding Paul Skeens with talent over the next 5 years where he will be under team control. No, it means trying to keep him beyond 5 years. And I have not thought about that much, had not thought about that much until the last 4 or 5 days. What might it look like to try to keep Paul Skeens here, to buy out a couple of free agency years? I just thought there's no way it's going to happen. He can hit free agency at 27 years old as maybe at that point, seriously, one of the best pitchers of all time available on the free agent market. There's no way in the world they're going to be able to keep this guy. I don't know about that. When you start breaking it down monetarily, when you really start to sink your teeth into it, I actually could see the Pirates keeping this guy beyond 5 years. And I'm sure people right now are driving around going, Crowley, you're out of your mind. Just listen to the numbers. When you really consider the numbers, it makes a ton of sense. So next year would be his pre-arbitration season number two. He gonna make $775,000. In 2026, he's gonna make $800,000. That is nothing. Now we know he got the 10-ish million dollar signing bonus. But these first couple of years, he's making 800K or less. 2027, 2028, 2029, Paul Skeens is eligible for arbitration. Now, SpotRack, which is this great cap site, I'm sure all of you out there, you're big sports fans, you know what SpotRack is. They have his arbitration one season projected like $7.5 million, and then 11 in 2028, and then like $15 million in 2029. I actually think that they've lowballed him there, that they've sold it short for what this guy, Paul Skeens, ultimately could make in arbitration. So I've boosted those numbers a little bit. And I realize I don't want your eyes to glaze over here, but in order for it to make sense, I have to lay it all out there for you. In 2027, I bet you he'll make around 10 mil. That's my best educated guess. Probably around 10 mil in arbitration. And then in 2028, let's say 15 mil. And in 2029, let's say 20 mil. So I'm going a little bit beyond what SpotTrack has projected. So in total, that's about $46 million over the next 5 years. So then you start thinking, okay, what could he make in free agency? Just as a reference, Gerrit Cole is making $36 million a season. Paul Skeens is on track to be better than Gerrit Cole, because as a rookie, Gerrit Cole came up in here with a 3.26 ERA. Paul Skeens is under 2. Nobody was saying Gerrit Cole is the best pitcher in baseball as a rookie. People are saying that about Paul Skeens. The manager of the NL All-Star Game says Paul Skeens could be Michael Jordan. So at minimum, if he stays healthy, you got to figure he's making $36 million or more. But in 5 years, inflation, the best starters are going to be making more than that. So let's just say for argument's sake, that's $40 million per. So here's what the Pirates should do. The Pirates should sign or try to sign Paul Skeens on an 8-year, $165 million deal. That comes out to $20 million per season. It gives him a sizable raise now when he'd be making next to nothing. Not for your layman human, not for you and me at $800,000, $775,000 a year, but that is dirt money in Major League Baseball, particularly for a guy, my God, this good. So you'd be paying him for performance when you don't have to be paying him for performance. You've got him on the cheap right now. It's the whole rookie contract deal in the NFL. You got to win with a quarterback on the rookie contract. Well, in this circumstance, you need to pay him now because he's eventually going to get paid. You want to keep Paul Skeens around? You got to pay him now when you otherwise would not be paying him now. So if you go 8 for $165 like I am pitching here, you give him a sizable raise now, and then you'd be giving him roughly $40 million per for the 3 free agent years that you buy out. You would keep him until he's 30. And then if he wants, he can hit free agency still in his prime at 30. And maybe some team gives him 10 years, $400 million, something like that. Or 8 years at $40 million per. Or $45 million per. Do you think the Pirates would do that? 412-928-9370. Do you think Paul Skeens would sign a deal like that? 412-928-9370. Paul Skeens was on the TV broadcast yesterday getting interviewed by the broadcast team. And Joe Block asked Paul how he feels about Pittsburgh.
I love it. It's a unique city. It's cool. Being able to travel and see other cities and kind of compare it is also cool because there's really no place in the country that I've found that's like Pittsburgh. Fans are great. The stadium's great. It's really fun to show up to work every day.
Paul loves it here. He's a Pittsburgh guy now. He compares it to all the cities he travels to, and Pittsburgh stacks up. I'm not even asking for a hometown discount. He's not getting paid jack the next 2 years. And then he hits arbitration. And even with my inflated numbers that are more than SpotTrack projects, I got him at most making $20 million in year number 3 of arbitration. Start paying him $20 million next year. And then the year after. And the year after. All the way through 8 years. He's making nothing. Make him say no. And I don't think he will say no. If you put that in front of him tomorrow, I think Paul Skeens signs it. He loves Pittsburgh. He knows nothing but a team that's in contention. They're only a game and a half out. I'm sure he thinks this team's good enough to make the postseason. He doesn't have the scars of Pittsburgh fandom past. He doesn't have to wear the baggage that we all do as Pirates fans that this organization has put on our backs for the last 30 or so years. You put a check in front of him that starts paying him now when he otherwise wouldn't get paid for 3 years. Make him say no. And I don't think he would. Because the way I've laid it out, he'd basically be making those $40 million just spread out. His free agency money that he would be bringing in, he'd make that. And then he'd still be able to hit free agency in his prime at 30. Do you think he'd say yes, 412-928-9370, to that deal? Do you think the Pirates would hand that deal out? I'll get into that portion of it coming up next at 412-928-9370. It is 7:13. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. I'd love you to call in on this at 412-928-9370. That's on the Fan Hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the best caller on this subject wins a pair of tickets to the Def Leppard and Journey show at PNC Park on Saturday, July 27th. 412-928-9370. The Pirates need to lock up Paul Skeens. You can't just have him for 5 years. Not if he is Michael Jordan. And that's what Torrey Lovello said he could be, the manager of the NL All-Star team when he joined Chris Mueller on 93.7 The Fan on Friday. And I think it's doable. I think they could absolutely lock this guy up until he's 30 years old. Financially, it actually makes sense for both parties. The Pirates don't have to really break the bank all that much more than they did for Brian Reynolds when you think about it. And if you are Paul Skeens, you're making $800,000 next year. You're making $775,000. Like, you got to get more than that. And in arbitration, I've done the math. SpotTrack has done the math. He's probably only going to make $45 million-ish dollars over the course of his 5 years as a Pirate. So pay him that and then tack on $40 million a year for 3 years after that. All told, that's eight years, $165 million. That breaks down to $20 million a season. And they just paid Brian Reynolds $106 million. They already went the nine-figure route with a player. Why wouldn't they? Why couldn't they get there with Paul Skeens? Of course they could. They're paying Brian Reynolds plus Key Brian Hayes more than I just said that they should pay Paul Skeens for 8 years. They're paying Mitch Keller $77 million over 5 years. They are paying their guys now. Now, that's not a huge number for Mitch Keller, given what he's given to them. It's definitely not a big number for Brian Reynolds when you consider he's one of the 10 best players going right now in the National League. And you would be getting Paul Skeens for less than he will eventually get on the open market. But again, he's making nothing for the next couple of years. It makes sense for both sides. It's absolutely doable for the Pirates. And every time he pitches, they fill the ballpark. They're the talk of baseball. You make money with Paul Skeens being on your team. The longer, the better. And if you're Paul, why would you do it? Well, you do it because you're making nothing now. And because you can be a free agent in this structure that I've laid out when you're 30 years old and you're still in the prime of your career. Will they do it? Would it make sense for him? Would it make sense for them?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get your laugh on with me, Chris Jericho, at the Talk is Jericho podcast. We've got Guns N' Roses Hall of Famer Duff McKagan and his joke of the week every Friday, plus regular visits from the hilarious Brad Williams and special appearances by everyone from Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Mark Maron, Dennis Miller, Cheech Marin, Kevin Nealon. If they're funny, they're on Talk is Jericho. So listen to and follow Talk is Jericho now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You can tweet me at @_AdamCrowley, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text me, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can call me at 412-928-9370 like Troy does. Good morning, Troy. What do you think?
Crowley, what up, man?
How you doing, brother?
I get what you're saying, and you have a valid point. But just let me make my point here for a second.
Of course.
Now, the best players on the team right now, Brian Reynolds, Keller, they're looking at about a 5-year window of where they're at with their career and moving forward towards that. Now, is it really that bad to only have Skeens for 5 years? You know he's going to ask for more money than what you're offering right there when it gets to that point, and he's going to get more money. But just think about Bob spend nutting, win nutting. If he pays Skeens a great amount of money, I don't see him going out making the proper acquisitions that he needs. The Steelers, we ask this question all the time. Would you rather go win a Super Bowl 1 year and be bad for 9, or would you rather just be mediocre for 10? Why don't we ask the same about the Pirates? They have a window with Skeens and a window with this team that is about 4 or 5 years. After that, who knows who's on the team? Who knows how Skeens pitching? We can say he's going to be great 8 years down the line, but the guy hasn't even pitched half the season in the league yet. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Well, I'm willing to take the bet here, Troy. And even if he were to get hurt for a year, I'm still giving my fans a massive bone here. That's probably poor phrasing. I'm throwing them a bone.
I want the real one, though. We should have just went and got Cody Bellinger.
I get what you're saying, man. I'm going to put you on hold, too, because this is a good call.
Turner in.
Thank you, Troy. This is a good call. I'll put you on hold. You have a chance to win the Def Leppard and Journey tickets for July 27th at PNC Park. I know what you're saying. Don't pay Skeens because you don't got to pay Skeens. Spend that money to augment the roster around Skeens. Understood? And if other Pirates fans want to make that same point, I know exactly where you're coming from. But if Paul Skeens, like Torrey Lovello told Mulsey, could be the next Michael Jordan, I want him to play at least half his career in Pittsburgh. Bonds is remembered as a giant. For my money, he's the best player of all time. Shohei Ohtani, we'll see what he does and if he gets back to pitching and how well he can do there. But Barry Bonds is remembered a giant. Now, we all know what happened here in Pittsburgh, multiple MVPs, and for us, he'll have a place in our heart, and then it ended poorly in the NLCS. We all know how that went. I don't want Paul Skeens to be here 5 out of a potential 15, decade and a half, year-long career. I want him here for as long as possible. I don't think it's realistic you'd get him for more than the 3 free agent years. It might not even be realistic that you get him for 3 free agent years. Maybe you buy out 2 of those free agent years in addition to the arbitration. But I want a potential all-time great here for as long as possible. And if that means that they can't put the pieces around him later in the deal that you'd like to see, well, that's where drafting and development comes in. And when you got him, you got a pretty good opportunity to build around the best pitcher in baseball. 412-928-9370, Lou in Neville Island calling the show. Hi, Lou.
Hey, boss. It's a great idea, but your numbers are way low. He's going to get $50 million a year in free agency, so $150 for those 3 years plus his ARB of $50. You're at $200. You're asking him to take $180. No agent's going to let him sign that deal. Plus, he's not starving. He's going to make a bunch off endorsements. So you're going to have to give him $240 for $8, and here's how you do it. And you do it. Absolutely. You're 1,000% correct. You trade Keller. He's up $17 million. It gets you a bat in your lineup and a couple prospects. And you make it work. I'd rather have Skeens for 8 years than Keller and Skeens for only 5. You have to keep him.
But well, and the way that I would do it, and Lou, I understand what you're saying, and we're going to disagree on the math here, but let's play out your hypothetical. What I'm doing is I'm going Shohei Ohtani-ish, and I'm trying to pay him more now, a lot more than he's going to be making, but I'm trying to defer a lot of that to the back end. And yeah, if you want to keep him around at that point, you'd need to move a contract off the books. I would not trade Keller in these next couple of years, but I would try to get his money off the books later on if I did backload this contract, if that makes sense. Thanks for the call, Lou. 412-928-9370. We've got the Weekend Golf Rewind with Jeff Hathorn coming up next for a couple of minutes, and then we'll take more of your calls on this. I've thrown out 8 years, $165 million. Will the Pirates be willing to pay that for Skeens? Would Skeens be willing to sign that deal? 412-928-9370. Best call on this wins 2 tickets to the Def Leppard and Journey show on July 27th at PNC Park. Right now, Troy is the leader in the clubhouse. This Skeens coverage on 93.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Going to get back into the Skeens contract stuff in just a couple of minutes. Right now, we're joined by the wonderful Jeff Hathorn for the Weekend Golf Rewind presented by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, you are not being fit. Jeff, good morning to you, friend. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How about Neil Shipley? Finished tied for sixth at the PGA Tour event in Kentucky at 20 under. He was just two shots behind the lead. Great finish at the Scottish Open, which is the lead up to the Open Championship this week. Scotsman Robert McIntyre hits a 30-footer on 18 to beat Adam Scott by a shot at 18 under. Tiger is playing in the Open Championship at Royal Troon this week. And guys, better for you. You have live golf in the morning Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
Ernie Els wins Champions Tour event at Firestone at 18 or in Akron at 10 under. He came back to beat Steve Stricker. Rocco Mediate finished plus two. Arnabin Lahari missed an 18-inch putt to win the LIV Tour event and went to a playoff. And Sergio Garcia beat him, his first win since 2020. Ayaka Fudue wins the Evian Championship in France by a shot at 19 under with an eagle on 18. She is the fourth Japanese player to win a major. She said she just started watching Star Wars and said the Force was with her. The WPGA father and son at the Field Club today, Arnold Cutrell and Frank Fairman won the senior four ball. Rick Baino finished sixth. Gents.
Well, Jeff, I know we're going to talk more full form tomorrow, but I did want to throw this out to you, and thank you for the golf rewind there. Should the Pirates just offer Paul Skeens 8 years, $165 million every day for the next 5 years?
Yes, whatever he wants, they should. But, yeah, I mean, if he would accept that, absolutely I would offer him that. But I don't know, you know. I guess the early money is the incentive.
Right.
You know, I think what they need to do is get like a Mark Pryor or somebody who probably thought that their career would last forever and just say, hey, man, take the money, take the money.
Oh, I like that.
You know, and get him locked up for a long time. Man, this is how cool was it, by the way, quickly yesterday. We're on the Zoom call with the first round pick, and his impression of the Pirates, the only thing he's seen from the Pirates is watching Paul Skeens starts. So he's like, man, I can't wait to get to PNC Park. That place rocks. Huh. The atmosphere in Pittsburgh is awesome. Well, I mean, it's how Paul Skeens is changing the thought process of the entire franchise.
Well, and that's what I wanted to end on with you, Jeff, because I don't want to take too much of your time because we'll spend more time talking tomorrow. But can you think of anything that you've seen like this? Like when Sid burst onto the scene, they stunk. And, you know, Ben, they win all 13 games he starts, and the fervor, the fever pitch this town got into. I mean, I think that might be the closest thing, but I mean, they're right there in the race, and I don't care what's happening. I have to, and all of Pittsburgh has to watch this guy on the mat. I can't think of anything that I've seen quite like this.
No, especially nationally, because you know, there was Mario and Yager and hockey that people knew about, and the Steelers had so many players. I mean, the Pirates have had Kutch, but recently, I mean, to have the best player in the game right now in Pittsburgh is, I mean, when's the last time that happened in baseball?
Man. Bonds, when he's won two MVPs, yeah, and I want to keep this guy in Pittsburgh for more than half his career like the Pirates could not do with Barry. Jeff, awesome stuff, man. Thank you for your time. We'll talk more tomorrow.
Yep, see you then.
All right, Jeff Hathorn, our sports director with the Weekend Golf Rewind. Coming up next, I want your calls on this. I propose the Pirates offer 8 years, $165 million to Paul Skeens, and they offer to him yesterday. That's what I am proposing. Do you think they would do that? Do you think he'd be wise to accept something like that? We got a bunch of calls on hold. I promised we'd get to you. We got tickets to give away to the Journey Show coming up on July 27th with Def Leppard at PNC Park, 412-928-9370. The upcoming 50-minute mark on a fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We've been Buccos heavy, Skeens heavy all show today. Got a little bit into the Pirates ninth overall pick last night. We got Steelers talk with Caboli coming up in 12 minutes as training camp is barreling towards us. just a couple of weeks away from the Steelers taking the field at St. Vincent College in Latrobe, and a national outlet has offered a prediction on the Steelers' win-loss total that might irk some folks. Or maybe he'll agree. We'll talk to Caboli. We'll see his thoughts. We'll get his thoughts on that coming up here in about 12 minutes. Here's what I want to know from you. If the Buccos offered 8 years, $165 million to Paul Skeens, do you think he'd sign on the dotted line? Do you think they'd be willing to pay that much money? Why those numbers? Well, Paul Skeens is going to get paid $775,000 next year, and then $800K in 2026. He's then arbitration eligible in 27, 28, and 29. And SpotTrack says he'd make about 7.5 in 2027, and then 10 in 2028, and then 15 in 2029. I think that's all poppycock. I think those are all low numbers. And hey, they're a salary cap website. They understand these things. But I just think the way Paul Skeens is going, he's going to make more than that in arbitration. So I've bumped those numbers up to 10, 15, and 20 million in arbitration. So about 45 million overall for Skeens over the next 5 years. If the Pirates offer him 8 for $165, they'd be giving him a sizable raise, a significant raise in each of the next few years. And you'd buy out a couple of years of free agency at roughly $40 million per, which is the going rate for great starting pitchers right now. Gerrit Cole's making $36 million. This makes sense. Now, SpotTrack has thrown out a potential Paul Skeens projected extension at 7 years, 113. I don't think that's going to happen. But the way they've laid it out, it'd be about 16.25 a year. I'm going upwards of $20 million a year. Make him an offer he can't refuse. Go ahead.
Just real quick, can I weigh in?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say that it's going to be a determination of whether I think he's going to bet on himself or not and like take a deal worth that much. He could make more in arbitration, but you and I are talking about it a little bit. Guaranteed money is guaranteed money, and avoiding arbitration is something I think a lot of players favor. And for him, he'll make up that money over the years. He might get more temporarily, but if you give him a long-term deal where he's guaranteed that big of a sum of money over that time, he's still going to go into free agency and he's going to get a max deal from another team.
Yeah, he'll be 30 years old whenever he would hit free agency in my little hypothetical world here.
And I think that this deal that you propose, I mean, if you at least show him, you're creating a win-win for both sides.
Yes, it sounds low whenever you just hear it on face value. Paul Skeens, 165, it gives him a sizable salary bump.
What'd you say, $25 million, $30 million a year?
$20 million a year.
$20 million a year, okay.
But, you know, if you break it down, it would be, you'd pay him what I project him to make in arbitration, which would be about $45 million, and then you'd be tacking on $120 million, so $40 million for three free agency years.
Young players want that security.
They want the security. Arm injuries, they happen. When a guy averages 99.9 miles per hour on his fastball, you're probably thinking not if it happens, but when it happens. So why not take some of that financial security? And he's so young and he's been so good so early. If you give him the 8 years, he hits free agency again in his prime at 30, where he could probably get an 8-year, $40 million a season contract at that point, if not more, from like the Yankees or Dodgers. I just want to ensure that this guy's in a Pirates uniform for as long as possible. Let's go to Bob in Moon. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Doing great, man.
I think it's a good idea to offer it, but all I could think of is that old Seinfeld episode where him and George were up all night long, and they're trying to put together this plan. I'm not going to say what the plan was. If you're a Seinfeld fan, mm-hmm. You know. But they're trying to put this plan together, and you know they're up all night long, and then they get to where you know they're going to put the plan together, and it just goes way the other way with it. I mean, that's the way this would go. I truly believe. I don't think he'll ever sign for that.
Do you think? Do you have faith, Bob, that they would offer that kind of contract?
Oh, I think they'd be so stupid not to, just to see where he's at, because he would have to counter at that point and say, you're way off, you're close, you're something, just to see where he stands. But I think it's a good starting point, but I don't think he'll ever sign for that right now. I think he knows what he's got in his arm. I think he knows what he's going to get 5 years from now, or, you know, whenever he hits free agency. If they offer him $40 million a year, instead of the 25 that you're saying, I think he would go for that.
Thank you, Bob. I'm putting you on hold with a chance to win the Def Leppard and Journey tickets at PNC Park July 27th. Look, even if I'm underselling him on the arbitration, let's say instead of $45 million, it's $70 million. Let's say it's $70 million he's going to make 2 years from now, two and change from now in arbitration. Okay, bump it up to $200 million. Pay him now when he's not going to be making anything. And then on the back end, it's competitive to what he could be getting in free agency.
Can I tell you something else I didn't think of either?
Yeah, one sec. He also said yesterday on the TV broadcast he loves Pittsburgh. He's known nothing but a team that's in contention. He doesn't have to wear the scars of the past. I think if you offered him 8 years, 165, make him a highly paid player now, and buy out some years of free agency where you'd be competitive, I think it's very enticing. And I do feel like they would do it because they just paid Brian Reynolds $106 million. Yes, Callis.
How old is he right now? Did he just
22. Turn?
He's 22. Okay, so if you say in about 5 years when the contract will expire, then he'll be 27. Or when his, you know, his initial deal expires, he'll be 27. Give him an 8-year deal, he'll be, or we'll call it 7 years from now. No, if you give him an 8-year deal, he'll be 30. That's what that'll do. He could maximize the profits of what he makes signing with the Pirates more too, because he'll still be in his prime. Whereas if he signs a mega contract at the age of 27, he'll then be likely between 35 and 37 and on a decline. Just
yeah, you can absolutely make that argument, Callis. That's a good point by you. Because he's making $775 next year, because he's making $800K next year, he's making $1.5 million over the next two seasons. Well, you give him 20 per. Like, the math actually works out where if he hits it big in free agency in this hypothetical world at 30, he's going to wind up being made whole. He's kicking the can down the road at hitting free agency, but he's making a lot of money now when he'd otherwise be making basically nothing. Like, when I read SpotTrack's thing, and then whenever I started throwing out my own numbers at 165, it sounds low on your ear, but when you consider he's making nothing now, it makes a lot more sense.
If you wait in the next couple of years, I mean, he's not going to sign then, because once you get to arbitration,
it's got
to
be now.
It's going to be over.
It's got to be sometime this season.
It's the right sample size for the right price right now.
He's so good. It's not like when I floated this out with O'Neill Cruz last year. Hey, you didn't really know. You're just projecting with Cruz. This guy's a rookie. He might get better. He probably will get better. I'm not concerned at all about the player they got. The health concerns you, but you know what? You get this opportunity once a generation. You had Bonds, now you've got Skeens. You've got to take full advantage, and that means winning while you got him and adding the necessary pieces around him. But it also damn well means trying to do your darndest to keep him here for as long as you possibly can. I can't foresee any circumstance where he's here beyond 8 years, so offer him the 8. We'll revisit this later on in the show. We've got Dan Zangrilli at 9:35. We've got Jordy Mercer filling in for our friend Neil Walker coming up at 9 o'clock. But up next, we change gears a little bit. Mark Caboli joins us with training camp. It's barreling towards us. Just a couple weeks from right now, we'll get his thoughts on what the Steelers might look like and what are some of the biggest questions going into training camp with Mark Caboli when we come back next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high at 94, low of 71. And we want you to come back after the break. And we want you to come back after every single break. Do not be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Get your laugh on with me, Chris Jericho, and the Talk is Jericho podcast. We've got Guns N' Roses Hall of Famer Duff McKagan and his Joke of the Week every Friday, plus regular visits from the hilarious Brad Williams and special appearances by everyone from Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Mark Maron, Dennis Miller, Cheech Marin, Kevin Nealon. If they're funny, they're on Talk is Jericho. So listen to and follow Talk is Jericho now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.